You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On this episode, which was previously recorded live on Facebook, we're talking about how to make the rest of your life the best of your life. Stay tuned. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand, the insightful copywriter and founder of The Love Method. My mission is to help you stop doubting yourself so you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. Namaste, and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and delighted to be with you today. And in fact, I have a guest who I'm going to add into our show right now. Her name is Dr. Sandra Joyce, and I'm going to tell you all about her in a second. But first, welcome, Sandra, to Live, Love, Engage.
Thank you so much.
Well, I am delighted to have this woman with us today because she is somebody that we actually met through a mastermind program several years ago. And she's just a powerhouse of wisdom and skills. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about her right now. So I'll see if she turns red from blushing. So it'll be good. So Dr. Sandra Joyce is actually has been a realtor for the last 21 years. She's currently with eXp Realty in Southwest Colorado. She's a property manager for a health and healing complex. And if that's not enough, she has 40 years of experience as a therapist with a bachelor's degree in social work, master's in psychology, and doctorate in coaching and counseling. And as if that's not enough, she was the first massage therapist in Fort Collins, Colorado, opened the first spa there and operated it for 17 years. She's also an author, a mastermind facilitator, and has led retreats in Mexico for women. And, you know, that's, I'm sure, also just sort of scratching the surface. So I want to see if I can figure out how to put you here to just tell our audience a little bit more about you. And so we'll get a little bit more insight into who is Dr. Sandra Joyce.
Okay, Gloria, thank you so much. And yes. I was thinking about this. Here we go.
There we go. Sorry.
I think, you know, it's interesting that I am passionate about learning. So I've taken so many classes. I've gotten so many degrees. It's just like, it's a passion of mine to learn. So I have a lot of knowledge base for sure. But I guess what I would say more than anything about me is the number one thing is that I've been passionate about transformation and personal growth since I was a very, very young person. So that is probably my core, regardless of degrees or whatever. And the second thing is because of that passion, I am super passionate about helping other people. And it's turned out to be more women, certainly love men, but it seems like my tribe has been to really help women grow and transform in their own lives. I get a lot of juice and joy out of seeing somebody being in one state and then moving, you know, to a different place in their lives that helps them. And the third thing I would say is that I'm a total renegade. And I don't know why that is, but I'm always on the leading edge of new thought and new beginnings. And, you know, there's many, many examples I could share, but it seems like I somehow divinely get inspired by something. Like, say, here's a simple example, feng shui. Before it was ever a household word, I learned about it from a French architect and studied it like in the 80s. And it's been a part of what I've done in helping people with homes. It's in the back of my mind all the time. I've done a lot of work with it, but it just seems like for some reason, my spirit craves and thrives on new thought and new beginning. And when you connect that with the passion for transformation within and with other people, it's a fun life, I would say.
Well, that's cool. So what actually got you interested in becoming a coach? Was it that ability to create transformation for people? I mean, was there something just, have you always felt that way, like even as a kid?
Well, I think, you know, my therapy background, and again, this was very, in the time that I did my schooling, the training was very, I don't know what you would say. It was old school, maybe, you know. And so, of course, I learned all the different therapeutic techniques, studied all the main therapists, you know, did Jungian dream work, did all kinds of different things. And it was all really helpful. But a lot of it was about going into your past and then looking at how to heal old wounds. And when I first got interested in coaching, what was so delightful to me is that it's a little bit of a different approach, at least for me. It's like, where are you now? What's happening now? And where do you want to go? And how can I help you get there? And so it's a little bit of a different take on assisting people. It doesn't mean that there might not be something that surfaces from the past that needs healing.
Right.
But it's a different take on life. And I really like helping people move forward and not taking, you know, therapy can take years and coaching can take, you know, you can do 3, 7, 10, 20 sessions or whatever. But I mean, it's really about, it's the excitement of moving towards something and seeing results happen in a quicker way than I would say therapy would be. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's perfect. Perfect answer. I understand it completely. Yeah. Definitely. Okay. Yeah. Cause I know for me, I would rather have something, you know, an issue be solved, you know, in, if it can be done in, you know, weeks or months, as opposed to, you know, spending 20 years on the couch.
<that's much better. laughs> For sure.
Now I know, you know, in life we all face, you know, different challenges, so shall we say, or obstacles and things like that. So what obstacle have you found that actually maybe turned out to become maybe your greatest opportunity?
Well, just to backtrack just a little bit before I answer that, just in the last, I'd say 5 or 10 years, I've become really passionately interested in women in midlife and just what those challenges and joys are. And so I feel that that once a woman has, you know, gone through menopause and is not necessarily in that baby stage of nurturing in that way,
right,
there is a whole nother world that opens up. And I'm so excited about that world because it's a world there where there can be a lot of joy and there can be a lot of transformation, but there also can be some really difficult times. And so for me, that you're asking me what my obstacle was, is I started letting things that normally, you know, I'm a really joyful person and I just, but for whatever reason, there were things like my mom passing away and, you know, going through midlife and, you know, realizing that there's body changes and, you know, my son, you know, moving on to his own life and we're extraordinarily close, which I'm thankful for, but you know what I mean? It still doesn't mean that there aren't issues. So there, those are just a few of the things that were going on with me. There's many, many more, but I think the thing that I find that I decided that helped me was I said, okay, I am 100% responsible for my life. I am 100% responsible for my health. I'm 100% responsible for my happiness. And, you know, I think taking that stance and really believing it, I mean, we've always heard that, like, be responsible. But, you know, what does it mean? I mean, there's no blame anymore. you know, I mean, if you really are in that space, you can't be pointing a finger at anybody else. It really is your life and your decision to do what you're going to do. And that led me to taking better care of myself. I had let a lot of things go that were, you know, I shouldn't have, but I did. And I just decided that right now, you know, my health and my happiness and my transformation is the most important thing to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to create that energy for myself and anybody else who wants to come on the journey with me.
I love that. Unfortunately, your internet was freezing up there a little bit. So we kind of lost a few words here and there, but it's working again. So hopefully it's going to behave itself. Now, because I'm not sure if we've lost this in the translation, but I know that you, in taking care of your health, one of the things you did was you actually shed a few pounds recently, like or over a certain amount of time, and which is, you know, something that I would like to do. I've sort of been going the other way. I was doing really well last year, and now I've kind of been not going the wrong way again. So can you shed a little bit about what, you know, is that part of that getting healthy that you were doing?
Absolutely. What happened for me is that, you know, mostly in my life, I mean, everybody has something that people say about them. You know, I mean, for you, it's your, you know, you exude love, I would say. That's what I would say about you. And for me, people always used to tell me how radiant I was, that I had this really radiant presence. And so what ended up happening for me is that I was with a girlfriend of mine, and we took a picture of us, which is on my website, if you want to go look at it. And I looked at myself and I was like, wow, that isn't me. That's not my spark. That isn't the me that I know. Mm-hmm. And she challenged me and she said, you know, I am worried about you. Huh. And I would say, if anybody's worried about a friend or a family member, take that stance that she did with me. She said, I'm worried about you. You know, I'm worried about your health. I'm worried that you're overweight. Mm. I'm worried that you're not exercising like you used to. I'm worried that you're going to leave your son needs you. Mm. And are you just, you know, what is the next 20, 30 years going to be like for you in your life if you don't take care of yourself? Mm. Well, it was really a sobering moment for me. And I just said, wow, you know, you're right. And I think it's so easy just to, it's easy to kind of put us like not get on the scale. It's easy to not, you know, really look at yourself mm-hmm. in the mirror. It's easy to just do, go along with life. And then when somebody that loves you stops you and says, you know, I'm concerned. Mm. So, you know, as soon as I could after that, I mean, it was October of 2020. Mm. I made a decision that I needed to get out of my environment because there's just too many, I think, for most of us. Mm-hmm. It's good to get away at least for a while because there's so many triggers. There's so many things that are just in your environment that you act on without even thinking. That's and true. So for me, I went away and I did like a 3-week retreat. I did a cleanse. I did, you know, a colon cleanse and, you know, just kind of and started really, you know, doing a lot of things on a regular basis and was 100% committed. Mm. That's the other thing I think was that not only I just became honest with myself and I said, if you're going to make this happen, you have to be 100% committed to this. And so it was a lot of different things. I mean, they're all things that we know about journaling and, writing down what you eat and weighing yourself every day and exercising and having moments of joy. I used to play Tina Turner every morning or something fun, you know, just to get myself, my body moving. But, you know, so I think what happened was I just decided and I needed to lose not a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
I did not get on the scale. I took a scale with me to Mexico and I did not get on the scale till I got there. And guess what? I needed to lose 40 pounds.
Ouch.
And I was like, holy moly, that's going to be interesting. I'm going to have to lose 40. I mean, and that isn't, I mean, I could still lose more weight. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not where I was in, you know, 20 years ago, but that was weight that was weighing me down and causing high blood pressure, high cholesterol, all kinds of physical things. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it was a life or death thing, like that, the Mary Oliver poem, you know, when she says, you know, I did something like, I did whatever I needed to do. I saved the only life I could save, which was my life. Yeah. I really feel that. And I don't mean to be melodramatic, but I really feel that I was going towards a death spiral and I had to like shift it.
Absolutely.
And shift it big time.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did. And so I did. I changed my life. I charted my weight. I did all kinds of different things. I did research. I did this. I did that. Now, I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a weight loss expert. I'm not saying that I'm any of those things. I am just somebody who made a decision that I needed to do this, did a bunch of research, and created a program that worked for me and might work for other people.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, it's interesting sometimes how we do sort of either fool ourselves or we don't really pay attention, because I had that awakening, let's see, this is probably 15 years ago now, I think, where my husband's work was suggesting that we sign up at the YMCA. And so I went there, and at the time, I think we were even watching The Biggest Loser on TV, and my daughter and I were watching it or something. But I went to get, you know, like, okay, I'm going to start working out. And I went and stepped on the scale there, and I was shocked. I mean, I had was the most I'd ever weighed in my entire life. In fact, I'll just go out and say I was almost 200 pounds. And for being someone who was only 5'3", that's a lot of weight. And I didn't realize it. I did not realize I'd put that much on. Right. And I promptly got to work on doing just what you said. You know, it's like, okay, let's start eating better and exercising.
Right. And the thing is that we can fool ourselves because we're really passionate, amazing human beings, women. We have a lot of great things going for us, but to really look at that one aspect and realize that it's time to lose that weight is really important. But, you know, to me, that it isn't just about the weight, because the weight is there for a reason.
Yeah.
So, you know, and people could just say, well, you ate too much. Well, I've talked to a lot of people and they're not eating that much, but they still have a lot of weight. And so, you know, it's much deeper than calories in and exercising, although that's a part of it. And
I think it's
really into that to think that, I mean, absolutely, you know, especially before menopause, that works really well. Hormones come into balance after that. There's other things that come into play that make it a little bit more difficult to just do that. But the thing is that your weight, like when I got home, I grabbed 2 20-pound weights. Mm-hmm. And those are big. And I put them on my hips and I walked around. Mm. I walked around with that weight and I felt what it was like for my body to carry those 40 pounds. And then I put them down and I put them on top of my shoulders. I put them up here and I walked around like that. And that's what I would say was the emotional weight, what was weighing me down. So like, instead of being a free spirit, being, just all the joy that I have to give into this world.
Right.
My shoulders were heavy and I was being weighed down by emotions, and everybody has their own, but I think it's both of them. And if you just focus on one and not both, you know, it's not going to really be as beneficial. But the emotional weight is like, what is weighing you down? What's keeping you up at night? You know, are you stressed out about money? Are you stressed out about your relationship, your child, your job, your whatever it is, but whatever's keeping you up at night in the stories that you're telling and maybe the old energy that's playing in your mind, those are the things that, along with losing physical weight, losing emotional weight along with that, and creating something that connects both of those, is something that I think will then help women to really have a transformation. That's what it's all about, right? I mean, really, yeah. I don't have any idea what somebody's body's supposed to look like. I think bodies are beautiful. I think we're changing our ideas about bodies all the time. Mm-hmm. It's not that everybody needs to be skinny. It's not that everybody needs to be a certain weight. Everybody's beautiful. So it isn't a one size fits all, like, okay, we have to, like, you know, do this in order to be happy and healthy. We don't. I mean, everybody's different, but there is like sort of a figure eight, like an infinity circle. Mm-hmm. And it goes like, okay, so, you know, this is your weight here, and this is what you're holding on to here. And then the crossways in the middle is the place where you can start releasing. And so I don't think that any woman should feel like there is a certain weight that they have to be, or they can't be happy or healthy, or that they, you know, I don't believe in any of that. I just think every person needs to decide for themselves what's most important. But high blood pressure, high cholesterol, that's what I was dealing with. And yeah. I want to be healthy. Right. I want to live. I want to
exactly.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right, because I think it doesn't necessarily have to be the number on the scale. It is more about health. And I do think that you're right in talking about, really, I think, in fact, it's going to be a lot easier for you to shed the physical pounds off your body once you do get rid of that emotional weight.
Yeah.
Don't you feel sure. that?
Yeah, they work hand in hand, and mm-hmm. That's what I've been, you know, having some fun with is just playing. I mean, you know, it was hard. I'm not going to say it wasn't hard to lose that weight. And it took a lot of perseverance and 100% accountability and having a team of people that I was accountable to and all of that. Mm-hmm. So it took a lot of that to do that. And 100%, like if I said I was going to get up at 6:30 in the morning and walk the beach, I was going to do that. There wasn't a day that I was going to, if I was doing yoga, I was doing yoga. I mean, so there was all of that. But mm-hmm. in between that, I think what happens when you start doing those kinds of things, you create an internal muscle, sort of like a spiritual muscle along yeah. with your physical muscle. And right. that spiritual muscle just says, I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm going to do whatever it takes to be that healthy, happy person that I want to be, whatever it takes. And so that spiritual muscle also gets really down, you know, it gets stronger inside of us. And then that's how we are able to let go of things that no longer serve us and that tend to get piled on in the midlife place.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, share with us a little bit about what is exciting for you right now. What are you working on that's got you really jazzed up?
Well, I've always been somebody who has been a business person and had some kind of a business, like right now, real estate is one. But I've also always had something that I felt was jazzy and fun for me that had more to do with transformation. So I've always had both of those things. And the transformational part for me right now is after being in this experience and, you know, doing what I did, I decided that I needed to share it with other people. So I created a workshop called Bury Your Weight in the Sand.
I love that title. Ooh, yeah. Explain that. What is that all about?
Well, so what happened was, when I first got to, I was in Tracones, Mexico. When I first got there, you know, I have to say, you know, and I interviewed somebody, I have an interview someday I'll share on Facebook or whatever, but this woman said, you know, you were really sad when you first came here. I mean, I was dealing with a lot. And so, but I was walking on the beach, and what I did is I love shells. I've always loved the beach, even though I'm in landlocked Colorado, I'm a beachy person. And so what I did was I would gather these little shells and I'd bring them home and I'd wash them and put them in the sun. And I had a little plate, you know, outside where I had these shells. And then I had this chart that I created for myself, and I had weight every half a pound. So, you know, I'd have all the weight on the side, and then I would draw these little lines when I would lose the weight. And when I would lose a pound, I would take one of the shells with me, and on my morning walk, I would take it down to the beach, and I would do this little ceremony with it, because there was a reason why I had that pound. Okay. So, you know, it wasn't just, it didn't just land on me. So yeah, right. So I said, thank you. You know, I said, thank you. Thank you for your service. Mm-hmm. I love you, but I'm letting you go. Mm-hmm. And so I would bury the shell in the sand close to the ocean, where and there were huge waves there. I mean, they're just really huge and beautiful. And I just said, okay, and I'm letting you go. And I'm, you know, people say I lose weight. And I said, I lost you, and I'm not going to find you. I lost you, and I'm not going to find you. Mm-hmm. And so bury your weight in the sand to me is about really, really, truly letting go of what no longer serves us. And that was like a really beautiful, I love ceremony. Mm-hmm. And it was just a really beautiful ceremony to say goodbye to that weight. So I then decided that because I had such a great experience and I love to share what I've learned with people, that I decided to do, you know, a workshop, a couple of them every year. So I plan to do them a couple times a year, bury your weight in the sand and gather with a small group of women. You know, it's better, it's more intimate, you know, eight to 10 women working together, supporting each other and, you know, having a commitment to losing the weight and to transforming themselves and looking at the emotional baggage that we might have and helping each other let it go. So all kinds of fun things planned to make that happen. It's not going to be a heavy thing. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've done a ton of workshops in my life and I've done lots of ceremony and stuff. And so I'm really excited about what I have planned for women who decide to come and join me.
All right. And so where is it going to be? When you have a tentative date set?
We're going to be in Trincones, Mexico, which is people are more familiar with Ixtapa. It's not too far from Ixtapa. It's like a 30-minute drive from Ixtapa. And Trincones is just this really amazing little beach town. I just fell in love with it while I was there. There's very few people, like 500 people. Mm. It's very safe. It's very, there's no big high rises. There's, you know, it's a very family oriented and sort of a sweet place and a healing place. There's a lot of people there that do yoga and all kinds of transformational work. And I got to know a lot of the people there. So Felicity Odell is going to be my yoga instructor. And she's amazing. And Angelique of Spa Divine, she's from South Africa and just has just a really wonderful group of healing people. So we'll be getting massages and pedicures as part of the package from her. Nice. And so it's just a quiet, beautiful place right on the beach. And I love the people there. And me and several other people who have come there have just been touched by some kind of special energy there. I really can't put my finger on it. So it's going to be in Trincones. And it's going to start, if you come for 21 days, it starts on the 13th of November. Hmm. 21 days is a great way to change a habit. And then we work after that too, so that it's a 21-90 day. It's all on my website. You can read about that. But if somebody can't come for the full time, totally understandable. Then I ask you to come for 11 days. You can come the first 11 days or the second 11 days, whatever you prefer. But we're going to do some great work together. I can't wait to meet, greet, and have some fabulous women transforming and reshaping their bodies and their souls. And I mean, it's going to be really fun.
Oh, it sounds awesome. And so I've got, for those of you watching this video, you'll see that I've got your website up there. It's sondrajoyce.com, and that's S-O-N drajoyce.com. So you can go and check it out. And we had talked a little bit before this, I think that you're also looking at doing like your own a talk, right? Or something, you've got something coming up.
What I was thinking that might be really fun is if, especially people from this call or this call goes out and people say, hey, I might want to check this out. I was thinking on September 8th, which is a Wednesday, that I would do some Zoom calls, one at 11 and one at 5 Mountain Standard Time. And so that would be a great time for people to get to know each other a little bit, ask any questions that you might have about bury your weight in the sand, and give us a chance to see if that's a fit for you or not. So okay. I would invite people to do that.
Awesome. So I would say if you're watching this right now on Facebook, if you want to put a comment down, maybe put like Zoom in the comments, and then we'll be sure to send you some information and be able to attend one of those sessions with Sandra next week. Otherwise, I would say just go to sandrajoyce.com, right? And I think you've got a contact place on, I think multiple places on your website where people can contact you.
Yeah, multiple places. I mean, it won't take you long to read through the word, through the website. It's probably about a 7-minute read. And, you know, you can sign up for us to be in touch to find, you know, to do a little intake session about the workshop. You can just sign up for my healthy habits and tips. You can sign up for a coaching call. I mean, there's all kinds of different ways to be connected through that website. And there's information about me. If you want to know more about me, you can do that. More about Tracones, and just, you know, it's all there. And I'm super excited about connecting with you women who want something new in your life. You're wanting to transform body and soul. Let's make the rest of your life the best of your life. That's my tagline.
I love that tagline. I think that's an awesome one. Yes. So let's do that. Make the best of the rest of your life.
Because you know what? Who knows how many years we have left?
That's right.
And why not just really get serious isn't the right word, but get focused on whatever it is that you want to do, whatever it is, if it's your legacy that you want to leave behind, if it's, you know, really taking care of your body in a different way, if it's transforming your relationships. I mean, there's a lot that we can do together, and I'm here for you.
Well, awesome. Well, I will say, like I said, I speak from personal experience of having known this wonderful woman for several years now, that you will definitely be transformed. I'm transformed every time I speak with her. And so it's a wonderful thing. And I wish I could go, but maybe next year I'll come.
That
next
would
year.
Be great. So we're going to keep this.
I can't do this time
gonna
around.
Keep happening. This is going to keep happening. So a couple times a year. So Gloria, you're amazing too. I just, I love your spirit, and thank you for having me, and you're such a great interviewer and person. So thank you for all of your love, and live, love, engage, right?
That's right. Absolutely. Yes.
Great.
So thank you. Thank you for being here today, and thank you for watching. And those of you who are listening, because I will have this available on all the lovely podcast platforms. And I hope that you are a subscriber of Live, Love, Engage, and check us out. Yeah. Go to liveloveengagepodcast.com. That's where you can also listen to our episodes on the website, my website as well. So thank you again for being here today, Sandra, and for everyone else, thank you for being here and spending some time with us today. And until next time, as always, I urge you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically.
Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You, How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.